Hi there. The word for you today is at home in God's presence. Psalm 90 verse 1 we read, Lord, through all the generations, you have been our home. Isn't that lovely? At the end of a hard day, it feels good, doesn't it? To come home to a place you know. A place where you can kick off your shoes, run around in your bathrobe, and not worry about what anybody thinks. And, reverently speaking, God's presence can become equally comfortable to you too. With time, you can learn to go there for strength, for protection, and for guidance. God wants you to be at home in His presence. He wants you to be aware of His nearness at all times. You know, we think of God as a deity to discuss instead of a place to dwell. But God wants us to see Him as the one in whom we, quote, live and move and have our being. When God led the children of Israel through the wilderness, He didn't just show up once a day, then disappear. Mm-mm. No, the pillar of fire was present with them all night, and the cloud of smoke was present with them all day. They needed both to guide and protect them. What's the point? God never leaves us. Jesus said in Matthew 28:20, I am with you always. The psalmist said in Psalm 27 verse 4, the one thing I ask of the Lord, the one thing I seek most, is to live in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. You say, well, that's nice, Bob. I'd like to live in God's house too, but I'm stuck in the real world. No, just the opposite. You are just one decision away from your Father's presence. You don't need to change your address, just your perception. Here's how it works. Wherever you go today, whatever you face today, stop and remind yourself of these words. He is with me.